California Governor Gray Davis signed a bill into law today that puts the state on a collision course with the automobile industry. The law requires state regulators to achieve the maximum feasible reductions in carbon dioxide emissions by the year 2009. It is the first law in the country aimed at reducing the greenhouse gases produced by automobiles. Car makers have fought the legislation since it was first proposed, and Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET reports that the automakers are still figuring out what to do next.
When the legislation signed today was still being debated, the automobile industry argued that the bill would increase the cost of larger vehicles and that it might even limit the availability of certain vehicles to Californians. Aaron Shostak is the manager of communications for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. He says the organization is quietly working to decide its next move. But Shostak says while supporters say the bill is about greenhouse gases, he argues it's really about fuel economy.
You can't preempt federal law with the state law. There's already a federal law in place. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is conducting a rulemaking right now to decide appropriate fuel economy levels, and states shouldn't be setting their own fuel economy standards.
And Washington environmental lawyer Donald Carr says that type of argument may carry some weight in court, but he says states have been winning many of these cases recently.
In an era in which the administration and the Supreme Court have been giving more deference to states, that it's harder for the automobile manufacturers to argue that California is debarred from doing something that has the effect of raising fuel efficiency standards.
Supporters of California's new law say the message is needed to force automakers to cut emissions of carbon dioxide. Without it, they say the state will suffer the effects of global warming and will witness problems like changes in sea level, increased water supply problems, and wildfires. The Auto Alliance says it has long worked to cut emissions and has produced low emissions and zero emissions vehicles to ease the state's air pollution. Spokesman Aaron Shostak says California motorists already have the tools they need to reduce gas consumption, the key element in cutting CO2 emissions.
There are 50 different models on the market today that get 30 miles to the gallon or better, but very few consumers buy them. In fact, the 10 cars that get the highest miles per gallon account for less than 2% of vehicle sales. So there's a wide variety of choices out there for consumers who are interested in cars that get high fuel economy.
Industry watchers say flooding the state with electric vehicles that basically resemble golf carts could temporarily help the automakers meet the as-yet-undetermined standards that will be created by the new law. Vehicles of this type are already in production and are used in some gated communities in the state. But loopholes like that would likely be closed quickly. Jim Hossack is vice president and senior consultant for Auto Pacific, an automotive consulting firm. He says the simplest way to reduce emissions in California is to raise gas prices.
The real solution is to encourage the people to consume less fuel. Let them figure out how they do that on their own. And the way you do that is by increasing the price. Maybe a dime a year or a quarter a year. Until we reach international prices, much as in Europe or as in Japan.
But Hossack says such an approach is not likely to be very popular and would almost certainly be fatal to the auto industry's efforts to get the public support. No matter what its final approach, the industry will have an intense battle on its hands. A June poll conducted by the Public Policy Institute of California shows 81% of Californians support the measure. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.